Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of our LifeWest Leadership Line. I am Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of LifeWest, and I have a very, very special person with us today, somebody who's been in practice almost 43 years and has just done amazing things in chiropractic. She's a 1977 Palmer graduate and went on after school and immediately went to Oklahoma and has taken over and just built up Oklahoma to the heights that it's at right now. So I want to introduce, without further ado, Dr. Bobby Dasher. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Oberstein. Good to see you.
Yeah, oh, great to see you too, Doc.
My honor to be here today.
Well, we're excited, and I'm more excited. I have to just tell you this because it's February, and we'll tell the viewers about that. But as we move on, but let's talk. You've been working with kids, disabled kids, kids who can't afford chiropractic care, kids who have been kind of, and I say this very gently, but tossed to the side or have nowhere to go. Parents who have nowhere left to take their kids. And we're going to get into that about what you're doing at Oklahoma and all the great things that are going on. But let's start with just a general sense of history. You know, you graduated in 77. I know it's could be your third or fourth, profession that you've been in, your last, we know that. But share with us like the history that got you to chiropractic.
Oh, I was born and raised in Philadelphia with seven medical teaching hospitals. I was a United States women's umpire in field hockey, lacrosse, and basketball, and I hurt my knee. And I have to go back a little. I had already had knee surgery on the same knee, and I also ended up with an exploratory operation. And just luckily, my father played golf with the surgeon, and he said her gut was just full of pills. So when I needed the second knee surgery, it was like, wait a minute, I don't want to do that. And someone said, try chiropractic. Well, the family went, how do you say that? They were all just amused. I went to the chiropractor, Mace Thompson. He went to Palmer, but he also was the chiropractor for the Eagles back then. He adjusted my knee, adjusted my neck, and I'm healthier today than I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for chiropractic. I love chiropractic. I did wear braces on my legs the first year of life. So that's always a clue that the child's off some way.
Something's going on. And the other thing, too, is I know that, before you got into chiropractic, you were doing all kinds of things. And I know one that you did, which was huge, was that you were a flight attendant, right?
Correct. No, I was a stewardess.
Oh, back then they were called stewardesses.
Yeah, we were stewardesses. We take that very seriously.
Yeah. And just share with our audience, some of the longer flights that you did.
Well, I went around the world one night. We did stop different places. It was at Christmas. Then I also took the troops to Vietnam for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And that was a very hard journey. We'd come home and we'd speak out against the war and no one would listen. So it's like talking about chiropractic almost.
Yeah.
They just say, oh, she's nice and interesting, but we don't want to hear about it.
So, and when you would take the troops there, once you were there, would you bring troops home or was it just?
Yes, the scar of war was on them. You could see it. They had either lost a good friend or maybe their wife or girlfriend was married to somebody else. It was very sad.
Yeah, very sad. And then you got led to Palmer, right? Graduated in 1977, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know that you spent a year before you went to went to Oklahoma, right?
Correct.
You were working at the museum?
The Putnam Museum. It's the first natural science museum west of the Mississippi. It's a beautiful museum if you ever go to Palmer.
And that's where BJ had all of his mummies.
Mummies, yes.
And all that stuff. But you did something very special. You started the first hands-on museum for children, right?
Children, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's still there today. I'm president of a sorority, the oldest chiropractic organization in the world. And they took me there once. Oh, maybe, I hate to say it, it might be 10 years ago. But it's entirely different. Maybe there were 10 things left in the room. It's a big cinema now, and it was very fascinating.
Yeah. And what people don't understand is when touch museums, you know, hand touch, where you touch things, you do things like that. Yes. I mean, that was not the norm. It used to be, you know, have the ropes stand 10 feet back, just you, and the interaction and to allow children to interact is really amazing because, you know, and that started your work working with children, obviously, as you went to Oklahoma. So you get drawn to Oklahoma. You got a phone call. Something happened. I don't know what took place, but.
They needed chiropractors in Oklahoma. So I came with a busload of guys. There was only 10% women in those days. And I ran into Dr. Wayne Clark, another Palmer grad, who was an upper cervical person. And he had with him Dr. O.S. Witt. And Dr. Witt was a young boy who fell off a wagon. We kid, it had to have been a horse and wagon because he was 90 years old 40 years ago. And they said he'd be done dead by sundown, if not dawn. And an old female chiropractor came in, adjusted him. He got well, became a chiropractor, and worked until his last week of life in his 90s.
Wow.
He wanted to will the center, but it had to be staffed.
Yeah. And so when you got there, Oklahoma was started by six chiropractors, right?
Six chiropractors, and two of which had polio as children.
Yep.
One was Dr. Lynch. His father was a chiropractor, and they worked on them all night and got them better.
So share with our audience who maybe they don't know much about Oklahoma. They've heard about Oklahoma, but you know, but share with us what the founding principle is of Oklahoma and what you're doing with it.
Oklahoma, to me, is to talk about chiropractic and show the world the profoundly hurt children becoming well. I'm always loyal to Life West because every child who came had been normal the day before, and after a vaccination, they became paralyzed or brain injured or something. So when I came in the beginning of Life West, I showed these pictures and told them the story. Dr. Pat Gaiman, she went home and wrote a book, What's in the Vaccines. I always thought if we exposed the vaccination issue, maybe we could tell the story. But now I find this aid to disabled. A young mother will take $500 or $1,000 a month and send the child off to daycare or something instead of treating them like a really sick child, keeping them home, feeding them whole food she has to cook, and bringing them every day until the body restores itself.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that people need to understand that the kids that are coming to Oklahoma, right? They're disabled. Talk about the children.
The children are everything. Downs. I had a little girl on Wednesday. She was precious. But she was so twisted. One leg was 4 inches shorter, and she was four, and she'd take a step and fall down. And just in adjusting her, she was amazing. The feet came even, and she wanted to walk quickly, but she couldn't. She fell. It broke my heart. But the mother agreed to bring her. I find that you're looking at 3 to 6 months to get the body to turn around.
Right.
Right. But I need a coach there because I said, give me 3 months with this child. And It's not free. They have to pay something.
Right.
I find that they're much better. In the beginning, it was free. Nobody came, or they came with their boat. They were going to the lake, and it was like, we have to pay something.
Yeah.
So they do pay something. But if you have a child like that, you can't afford to keep paying every day. It's way too much.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at a year to restore them, and then the next year for function, and then full function in the third year.
Yeah. And when you're talking about that, because, you know, these kids are coming in, you know, I mean, you're seeing them intensely. I mean, the changes you get, you know, others would say, oh, they're miracles, right? That's what others would say. I mean, I know you understand the power of what you do and the power of chiropractic, right? But you're seeing them intensely. Like when they come to you at the beginning, how often are you seeing them?
This is what I learned. At Palmer, I had a great time. I loved it. And the upper cervical work, they really need to know that. And I love it that you teach that.
Yeah.
I wish we taught all the techniques, the upper cervical techniques, so they'd come to some conclusion. But the main thing is you've got to get the atlas straight.
Yeah.
Then I find I came to Oklahaven and I ran into Dr. John Carver. Well, that's Willard Carver's grandson.
Right.
And John always says it's children in chiropractic. It's not pediatrics, the study of disease. So he taught me that when he had polio as a child, his father adjusted him all night long or all day. I find that it needs a minimum of 3 treatments a day with about 40 minutes in between for the body to reset. And then you do that until they need to come only once a day, and then once every other day, and then from there,
right,
to become a full-time patient. I have children now that are really cute little boys, and they only come once every month or 3 months if you get them right.
Right. Yeah. And what happens is when you're seeing them, if I see them this morning and then I wait 40 minutes, or maybe they go and they come back, you know, in the early afternoon and maybe come back at nighttime, you know, I would imagine at some point we're seeing them, we're doing less and less.
Yes.
And that way, you know, they're holding their adjustments, and then and then that's how they promote. Right.
Right. And you know how I learned that? A mother brought me one of the first autistic kids I ever saw, and she was all over the place. The mother was pregnant, and the poor child kept falling into her and all this. And so she was late one day. She was from Tulsa, an hour and a half away, and she said, the IRS, they impounded my checkbook. I can't pay you today. And I said, that's all right. And she said, I have to go down to the IRS. Oklahoma City's the capital here. And so we said, we'll take the child with you. She used to come before lunch and then after lunch and later in the day. So we said, we'll take the child with you and then turn her loose once you get the IRS off. So we did. And the papers were all over, and they said, how can we help you, lady?
Got it done pretty quick, right?
Yeah, real quick.
Interesting, because, you know, there tends to be this, I don't know what kind of model it is, but it's like, just see somebody the least amount so they'll come back or do whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And it's, the truth is that, you know, when it's almost like if someone was acute, you know, when I was in practice we didn't get very many of these because it's not what I attracted, but if I had a person with an acute disc, even someone who needed surgery, but they couldn't get in for it.
Yes.
I'd see him 3 times that day,
yes,
you know, or whatever it took, you know, just to, but it's like, we tend to fall off of that and realize, instead of saying, wait a minute, whatever I need to do. And most chiropractors, when they're in having a problem, they get checked more than once a day.
Right.
But here's the key, being checked, not necessarily being adjusted, but being checked. And if you need an adjustment, then you get the adjustment. And I know when you're working with people, you know, children like this, who's, whether they're autistic and they've got, you know, different kinds of issues, brain issues happening, things like that, processing, whatever it might be, it takes a lot to have that integration, that neuro integration come into place, right?
I used to have an upper cervical chiropractor in with me, and he would say, oh, he's fine, he's balanced. Well, the kid still couldn't move anything. So you have to draw the energy down the extremities. I don't care how you do it, whether it's adjusting or NEMO or something. You have to, they definitely need the work.
Right. So share with us, you know, some of the cases you've seen and some of the cool things that have taken place, you know, at Okla Haven, because it's got such a rich history, you know, over the last 40 years. And so much has taken place. And the stand that you have about making sure kids, children, you know, have chiropractic care has been so powerful. You know, what are a few of the highlights of the, I mean, they all are, I know that, but anything that comes to your mind over the last 40 years?
Sure. One of my favorites, but the mother won't let me tell the story, but these children are 30 now, I'm sure. They were born without fingers and toes. And the fingers began to grow, but the fingers had been sewn on. And even those began to work. And then the toes were like little buds just coming forth. It was beautiful to watch. And they only came once a month. The chiropractor used to bring them. He used to come and help me. And he'd say, Dr. Bobby, I don't see kids like this. And I said, you will. And so he called up and he said, I got a set of twins here. And they had this Apert syndrome or something. It was amazing to watch these fingers and toes. They were like, the mighty acorn becomes the mighty oak.
Yes.
And the genetics is there. Every cell, every particle is striving for perfection.
Yes. Oh, Bobby, you know, it's like that saying that, you know, we have so much, we have a greater power to heal that's within us than we're ever led to believe, right?
Correct.
And how can we deny that? You know, how can we deny the same, you know, innate intelligence, right? The same intelligence that's within, you know, that's within us that it's limited and you can only do this. And you're seeing these changes on these kids for, you know, just doing amazing things. It's just, it's really incredible. And you've stayed the path for 43
years. I have seen the world though.
I know. Talk about that. 17, how many countries?
Oh, over 17, but I had been the stewardess. I had seen the world.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
And I think every stone's a stepping stone. I think I love what I do.
Yeah.
And it's very fascinating to watch how the body, but you must use your hands, I tell them. Chiro means hands.
Yeah.
You've got to feel the energy. You've got to feel the force. You've got to pack the chi. You've got to get it going. You have to really use your hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love it. So let's talk about Okla Haven. Let's talk about Have a Heart, because this is like, you know, this is your month, February. And I know you started this whole thing, you know, the Have a Heart month, right?
And I'm thankful for Life West. We give the Golden Heart Award. The person and the college that does the most wins the Golden Heart, and that's the giver of life who asks for nothing in return, just gives.
Yeah.
And I'm a calligrapher, and one of the great calligraphers of the country always does the calligraphy work for me.
You know what? I know, and I just had a meeting with student council today, and Have a Heart starts today. You know, for those of you who are watching this, it might be a few weeks out, but today's February 1st, and the secretary of our student council, Sophia, is in charge of it. And she said, Doc, we're ready to go because our students get, I think we've won it like 5 or 6 years in a row for the top school to donate money. And because we are so passionate about giving, doing, loving, and serving out of our own abundance. But share with us the Have a Heart for our viewers to be able to understand. And we're going to put something on the screen so that they can go in and they can be able to donate if they wish. But share with us, you know, where it came from and why we're doing it.
Well, I gave a lecture at Life West, and then I went down to Cleveland. I took the train down and I told the story. And Dr. Angie Welicala, she has passed on. It's sad, but she took it and she said, what can we do, Dr. Bobby? And I said, well, there's a chiropractor in New York who had a sister that was a PR person, and he wanted to sell hearts at the mall and send us the money and tell everybody about chiropractic and children. So I said, great. So when I was at Cleveland, Angie asked me, what could we do? And I said, call the guy up, ask him what he did, and then we'll do it. So she really got it rolling. And we've done it now for about 24 years, maybe. But what it is you just, in your practice, it builds your practice. It shows that you're bigger than just chiropractic. We always kid. We didn't know you treated the children. We didn't know you could heal these children. Even my own father said, my gosh, Bob, these children are a mess. And I said, yeah, show it to the neighbors. Just show it. So we'll send you a video of the children. It's just a short one. We need a new one, but it's good enough. Most of the children are from Russia in this video. The power of chiropractic for the children. Sell the paper hearts. But what has touched my heart, Dr. Ron, is some people might have a great artist in their practice. They'll raffle off one of their artworks. Some people, one person had a lady who made quilts, and she'd donate the quilt every year. Wow. And people would raffle it off. It can be a visit. It can be anything. This is a different year. You may not have the money to give. So ask. I also said, tell it to the world. Let's get moving it more, but it just slow in God's time. So a young female chiropractor in a small town went to everybody in her town and collected coupons like Jiffy Lube and all this. And she raffled them all off and sent us the proceeds. So they really have touched my heart how they have raised the money.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you're doing that, you're telling the world.
Yes. And all, besides the world knowing what chiropractic does, right? And, you know, in and of itself, and also, you know, in with children, right? Yeah. It's also keeping Oklahoma Haven going, because you are a nonprofit. You are funded. These people who do pay you, they're not paying you a lot, obviously, because they're not necessarily, you know, either they're on disability or yeah, they're taking care of their child or whatever. So it does keep this work going, which is so incredibly important, right? And that's where our students get behind it and our school gets behind it, because we want to make sure that we keep this moving forward, that your work, and then, you know, whenever you choose to step aside, I know you're not ready yet, but whoever comes in to whoever comes in to replace you has that momentum, has the same support, so that we could be able to do that. And it's really our honor to be able to help and also get everybody's awareness, because it really does raise the awareness about children and chiropractic. So I hope all of our viewers, you know, click on the website. It's either in the body, of the email that came out, or you'll see it here underneath, and just go on there and do something, you know, share a contribute something. This is about a nonprofit. This is about taking care of children who really have nowhere else to go. And they're getting phenomenal results through chiropractic. And we're literally changing the world, right? One child at a time.
Correct. And the children are the future.
Yeah. Yes. And God knows we need a bright future, right?
Right now we do. I think it will be our turn.
It will. And I feel it. I feel it so strongly. So thank you. Thank you, Dr. Bobby, for all that you do, for the dedication you've put in over at Oklahoma Haven, and you know, you could have went off and done something else anywhere, whether Philadelphia, Hawaii, anywhere around the world, and just, you know, live this, you know, and I know you've lived a magnificent life, but you've really pushed, you know, and made this children and chiropractic, you know, you just took it to the moon, and it takes a lot to do that. And I know that's your passion. So thank you for all you've done for myself and all of our viewers and spending those years.
Thank you.
You got it. And stand to our viewers. You know, Dr. Bobby isn't doing anything different than something that you and I can do, literally. She mm-hmm. found her niche. She found her path. She went and did that. Help support her, you know, and support the mission, right? And take this further and further and further. And also it gives you great ideas in your own practice of things that you can do in a subset in your own practice, because there's so much that can be done that we can help change this world, heal this world, and make ourselves and make the world a much better place to live. So until we...
They can bring a child, you know, they can send a child, or they could come with the child for the week.
Yeah, there you go. So you can come with the child for a week, go to Oklahoma City and be able to do that. So hey, until we meet again, it's a pleasure to have you with us watching this life Leadership Line with Dr. Bobby Dasher. We love and appreciate you. Let's keep doing the best we can to change this world one spine at a time. And please know that keep hugging those people around you and let them know that that they have a power far greater within them to heal than they were ever led to believe. Okay. And I'll come at you again at our next Life West Leadership Line. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.